God of starlight, we long to follow you. Like the Magi, we want to pick up the hems of our robes and run in your direction. Like the Magi, we want to kick up dust with our feet and make a joyful ruckus following your guiding star. Unfortunately, the stars can be hard to see from here. Your still small voice can be heard to hear from here. So just as you guided the Magi, guide us. Draw our attention to your word. Reveal what it is you want us to hear today so that we can follow you. With hopes in our hearts, we pray. Amen. Our first scripture reading comes to us from the prophet of Isaiah from the 43rd chapter, starting with verse 16. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, who brings out chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise, they are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild animals will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, for I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, so that they might declare my praise. And thus ends our first reading of the day. I invite you to stand in body or spirit as I read from the Gospel according to Matthew. May we be in a posture of praise as we hear the good news. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men came from the east, came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him, and calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. And they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Friends, this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God for it. You may be seated. Will you pray with me? Gracious and holy God, thank you for this new year, for the epiphany of how you continue to reveal you and the triune God into our very lives. May we hear today what you would have us hear. May we understand that the path is not always straight, but one in which can be faithful when we follow the light, your Son, Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. So there was this, so for those of you who may not know, I served as director of children's ministry prior to going to divinity school and becoming a pastor. And so just being in community and on staff with other people, there was this beautiful song that was gifted to me, and I would love to be able to read those lyrics to you. It's called "Glorious Light." Be thankful I'm not singing it, because I don't do that. But it's a song by Joanne Hogg, Kristen Getty, and Margaret Becker. Glorious light, see the dawn of salvation. Angels in white fill the skies with their wondrous song. Awakening earth with news of his birth, join the hymn of the highest heavens. Long has the world fought the song of the angels. Heavenly music is drowned by a warring world, yet hope burns a light that shatters the night. Turn your heart to the call of glory. Glory to God in the highest. Peace to men on earth. Come and adore him with wonder. Christ, Lord of heaven and earth. There is a day all creation has longed for, when all of time has been spent and the Lord returns. His song will repeat as heaven completes, promise peace that will fill the nations. Glory to God in the highest, peace to men on earth. Come and adore him with wonder, Christ, Lord of heaven and earth. Is that not a beautiful song to hear on this Epiphany Day? So we know at the heart of this story is the revelation of this beautiful star in the sky. And when we think about Magi, we often lump them into the birth narrative of Jesus, right? The three wise men, the people on camels who came from a far distance. And they were ones who were watching the skies. They were looking for signs and wonder. And there was something that Kevin had shared with me, this story about how when they were, the God's people were in exile in that land, that there's this knowledge of God was transformed or transferred to people, and that they had been holding on to this promise of the Savior for years and had been looking for this coming of the Messiah, right? So they had been turning and looking at the stars to see these signs and wonders, and lo and behold, the star appeared. And seeing this as a visible sign, they began their journey, right? Now, we don't know exactly where they came from, but they had to go a very long distance in order to find Jesus. And this is why they didn't just show up a couple of days after Jesus was born, right? So in between the story, we know that Jesus was born, Jesus was presented at the temple, and for their own safety, Mary and Joseph and Jesus fled to Egypt and then eventually came back. So the timing of the Magi was about 2 years after the birth of Jesus. And so they were following it for a long time, right? And they finally come and they locate, Jesus, and they kneel down and they pay homage to this child, right? And why this matters is because the promises of of God had been that out of my people, a Savior will come. And we know this because we say, wonderful counselor, mighty king, prince of peace, right? Like this promise that was claimed in the prophetic word was going to come to fruition. And so we knew that this was going to happen, but it was really intended, they were holding on to this because they thought it was a message for them as God's chosen people, right? You were either God's people or you weren't, right? We've talked about this. You either were Jewish or a Gentile, right? And so this promise of this Messiah was those that were clung to in the Jewish community. And what's beautiful about this is these Magi, having heard and watched for the signs, came to see and find this Jesus. They were Gentiles. And they knelt down before Jesus, recognizing that this child was changing the trajectory for all people forever. And the gifts that they present, does anybody remember the gifts that they present? Frankincense, myrrh, and gold, right? And the frankincense and myrrh are important because they are the same spices that are used to anoint Jesus' body upon his death. So there is this connection between his birth, his life and death that will lead to our new beginning as God's chosen people. And so, again, when Kevin shared this, the gold that they were presenting to Jesus could very well have been the gold that had been taken from the temple into exile that was finally being returned to God's holy place. Now, I love that creative imagination of those connections in history and how God's salvation, you know, expands over such an important time. And I wonder sometimes for us if we often make those same connections, right? Where we look to our past and we say, where am I right now? Where do I hope to be in the future? And I don't know about you, but how many of you think about where you are today and say, how did I ever get here? Seriously, like, because the path that you thought you were going to take probably didn't go the way you expected it to do. And sometimes when we are traveling, I remember, was it MapQuest that you said point A to point B, and it gave you the turn by turn and the little sign so that you knew, okay, I'm starting here, but I have to go here, A to B, right? And sometimes when the GPS first came out and said, take a right in 0.2 miles, and you're like, I'm going to turn into the ocean. Like, even the GPS wasn't exactly right, you know, and you're like, okay, redirecting, recalculating, right? Of like, okay, well, you obviously decided not to take the path I told you to take, so now I'm having to redirect you into a different, you know, route. And I just think about that, and I think about how life sometimes is also like that, that there is not this linear movement from our birth to our death, right? Like, it's not a straight line at all, ever. If I was to imagine it and I was going to draw it, I would probably take a crayon and just do this, like a bowl of spaghetti. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where you can't follow, like, the pins and points of how, you're like, how in the world did I get from here to here? Because this all doesn't make any sense. And sometimes we can be overwhelmed by that, right? Because there's this angst of, this isn't going the way that I had hoped it would go, right? Or I didn't choose this, and yet here I am with this, right? And then here we are at the beginning of a new year. I don't make New Year's resolutions. Do y'all make New Year's resolutions? I'm seeing shakes of heads. I got to tell you, life is hard enough without deciding at the beginning of the year to be a better version of myself, because chances are in 3 weeks, whatever effort I put in will be for naught, because I'll just go back to the way things were. I will speak honestly. I'm using I language for this. And as I reflect on that, you know, we think about this, you know, this idea that we have to be better, right? Or we have to be this constant improvement. Or I know that I need to go from here to here this year, right? Like, that's my plan. That's my path. And it can be, for me, sometimes stifling, because something will happen. I hit a roadblock. I hit an obstacle. And I'm like, seriously? Is this how things are going to be for me? And then I self-pity and I wallow. And then I think, where is God in the midst of this? Right? Where is God in the midst of this? And our journey as disciples is not linear either. I know most of you in this space, you know, your journey has not been born in the church, been in the church, stay in the church, leave the die from the church, right? Like, a lot of you have either not been in the church at all and have found your way in. Some of you have been in the church and then you've left and then maybe found your way back. Some of you have gone from one denominational line of thinking to another denominational line of thinking to another denominational line of thinking, feeling like, where do I fit into this story, right? And then don't even get me started with the complexity of being people who claim Christ as Messiah in a world that doesn't hold to the same truth that we do. A lot of times, that God is a God of love, and that is challenged every day. So when we come to that, when we hit those roadblocks or we hit those obstacles, it means that we have to be really courageous to take that next step, whether it's a redirection or a U-turn or a pause. As long as we keep our eyes on Jesus, right? That song that I read to you, this guiding light, is what we recognize on this epiphany, that the light that led the Magi to Jesus is the same light that guides us every single day. Are we looking for that revealing light in the day-to-day? Do we look in those obstacles or U-turns or pauses? Are we looking for the light of Christ as our guide to say, what are those next steps that I need to take? How can I remain faithful even when things don't seem to be going the way I've prescribed? I sit there and I think, tell God your best plans and watch God laugh at you. Have y'all ever heard that? Yeah, it's like, I'm doing this year, and then you get to the end of the year, and you end up saying, how did I get here? Yet again. And yet, the beauty of being a community who are on this journey together is we are all guided by the same light. We all cling to it together. And when I may have my sight dimmed where I may not be able to see the light of Christ as clearly, you are the ones that reveal that back to me. Just as I hope to reveal that light to you, that we collectively as a community can continue to follow the light of Christ today and always. For that is what guides our path, whether it be spaghetti noodle, whatever, redirections, pauses, whatever it is. May we have the courage to dare to remain true to the path that Christ has led for us, that we may grow in faith and confidence and peace and grace, that we may embody justice in the world. May we experience and offer mercy to those who need it. May we bear the light of Christ to all we meet and engage with. The path is not straight. It's not always clear. And yet we are called to be faithful, that the light that shines in the world is what will guide us in this faithful disciple path. God will make a way. May we all be courageous to follow the light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.